Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the good news from KER. Some really bad things happening, according to the press right now. Rioting is continuing. Joe Biden is continuing to look like he's not fit for the presidency. Donald Trump may fall into the same category right now. There is a lot of tension going on in our country right now. Here's what happened to Big Al this morning. I went in for my acupuncture treatment. I asked the acupuncturist, I said, just out of curiosity, where is the majority of your practice centered on today? And she said, anxiety and depression. And I said, Paula, what does that have to do with acupuncture? And she said, Al, it has everything to do with acupuncture. So I'm going to get her on the show in the relatively near future. Dr. John is going to tell us right now how we can cope with the very tumultuous, psychologically negative society that we are living in right now. John, let's assume that I somehow got $500 together and bought an hour of your time, and I'm walking in your office right now. How would you earn that $500, Big John?
Well, first thing I want to do is I'm going to commend you for taking care of yourself. I mean, going to the acupuncture, it's not just about physical health. Your acupuncturist is completely right. You know, it also helps resolve a lot of the somatic issues with brain and behavior and how things, you know, interact, and can help lower your anxiety, help decrease your depression. And the second thing I'm going to do is say, hey, you're doing things right, because the reality of it is, with everything going on in our environment and our culture and what's going on in politics and all that, the only person who you have any control over is you. So quit focusing on everybody else. You know, focus on you. What do you need to stay centered, stay focused? You know, if you haven't gone fishing in 20 years and that used to be the thing you did every weekend, you know, maybe it's time you got a new fishing pole. Go for a walk. Get outside and do things for you. Make yourself more important than listening to those news bulletins that you tend to get through your data stream on your phone 24 hours a day, all day long. You've made this artificial system of heightened alertness your regular way of life. You've got to break that chain. Find your hobbies. Find your passion that you used to have and pick it back up. Maybe it's not exactly for you anymore. Find a new one. Go learn new things. You know, one of the things I do is what I'm doing now is I'm working on learning another language. So I know a little German. I know a little Spanish. Now I'm learning Mandarin, okay? And it makes me stop and study because, for example, when I was in graduate school, you know, all I did was graduate school, and then I did, you know, as much work as the graduate program would allow me to do, keep my bills paid. And I didn't have any awareness of what was going on in our society as far as people's levels of anxiety and frustration and what news was doing to us. We have shifted as a culture. Take your life back. You're the only one who can do it. Don't worry about what that politician is saying over here, over there. We got, less than 4 weeks, a little over 3 weeks before our national election comes up. Your mind is already made up. Quit watching them. Stop the debates. Do what you know is right and take care of yourself first and foremost. You can't take care of your family. You can't be there for your friends if you're not together, if you haven't taken care of yourself. And it's very hard to do, and it's real easy to get trapped into that vacuum of depression or vacuum of anxiety. The easiest way to try and break that chain is turn that data stream off. Give yourself an hour a day of news if you have to do news. I can't even tell you what's going on in the local news here. I don't watch local news. And the only news I really tend to pay attention to is when I be asked to come on to certain shows and they say, hey, can you comment on this event that was covered by so-and-so? And I go and watch the coverage. I don't watch the whole show. I watch the event that I'm supposed to be talking about. And that's how I focus, because if I don't, I get so overwhelmed. Of course, doing what I do as a clinical psychologist, patients come to me and they bring their own personal traumas and things like that. I've had a lot of time to figure out what I have to do to keep myself focused, whether it's going to the gym, doing martial arts, learning another language, as well as spending time with my family. We talked about earlier, one of the benefits of COVID and isolation is now we're stuck with our family. Well, that being stuck can be a good thing or a bad thing. So take this opportunity and make it a good thing. Find that connection with your kids. Take them for a hike. Take them to your local greenbelt. Get them outside. Go for a walk. Sit down and have family dinner. But hey, do something different. Bring everybody in the kitchen. We're cooking dinner together. Here, you're in charge of making this. You make that, and I'm making the salads. And then when it's all over, we'll set the table and chow down. You know, take this opportunity to help yourself, and you'll be amazed how all of a sudden people start coming back to you to stay focused and centered, and they will learn from your behaviors, and you'll start helping people and shedding light on that little sphere we start in our nuclear family. And as that light grows, you'll bring in more people. So, you know, the old saying, if it's so dark out there, then turn on your light and be the light for everybody else. But you have to focus on you. And that's the most important thing I think we can do right now.
Well, I hate to admit this, but we're not really talking about me, although in a sense I'm part of society and we are also talking about me. I may have a very interesting announcement for listeners here towards the end of the day about Dr. John Huber. Johnny, thank you so much.
Thank you. And man, just remember, you can change you can change your outlook, but everybody else, they'll either make the change or they won't. The old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.